Hey there, it's Robin Hilton from NPR Music. Just a quick note before we get to this week's episode of New Music Friday. We messed up. We made a change to our web servers that we didn't expect to have any effect on the podcast, but clearly we were wrong, and it forced a whole bunch of episodes into NPR podcast feeds, resulting in downloads that you didn't ask for. And it also made it hard or impossible for you to find and listen to your favorite NPR podcasts. We are truly sorry for this. We fixed the root cause of the problem shortly after we discovered it, but it took a while for that fix to make it to all the podcast apps. If you unsubscribe from the show or any other NPR show, please take a minute to resubscribe. If you're still having problems, please go to npr.org/help, and we are taking steps to make sure that nothing like this ever happens again. Thanks again for listening, and now, on to the show. Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here this week with Lars Gottrich.
Hey, Robin.
And Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
We're doing a quick look at the best albums out on May 3rd, starting with Judah and the Lions, Pep Talks. This whole record might be a quarter-life crisis. I need my family to come and help me fight this. Oh, I can't do this all alone. I used to feel so strong, now I feel like a loser. Being a loser never felt so good. This is Judah and the Lion. The album is Pep Talks. The song we're hearing is Quarter Life Crisis, the opening cut. This is a trio from Nashville, fronted by Judah Akers, and this is their third full length, and it is full of life-affirming pep talks.
You know, Judah and the Lion had a huge hit a few years ago with a song called Take It All Back. And it's got that same building, storming, banjos flying.
Right.
The key ingredient is just pep. There's so much energy and velocity to these songs. There's also a gorgeous duet with Casey Musgraves on this record.
That's the one I went for. That's really good.
Yeah, that's a beautiful song.
Let's hear a little bit of it. It's called Pictures with Casey Musgraves. I guess I'm still processing. Judah Akers was going through a lot when he wrote this album. His mom was an alcoholic. She wound up in jail for drunk driving. He found out his dad was having an affair. His parents got a divorce. And Judah Akers says he realized at some point that, wow, we are all really broken people. But the optimism and joy that he finds in all the darkness on this record really moved me. He closes with a song called Family, Best Is Yet to Come, and the voice you're going to hear on this song is his mother.
Hey, listen, I just got finished listening to the album, and I cried a little, I laughed a little, but, dude, I love it, and I think it's real and raw, and I think you did the right thing, and I think it not only may bring, you know, help and hope to a lot of others, I think it gave me a lot of hope, and anyway, I loved it.
I guess you're just broken. I guess you're just hoping for more.
He has a moment on this album in a song called I'm Okay, where he says, I'm not okay, and maybe that's okay. And it's like he has this epiphany where he realizes that part of the secret to being happy is understanding that you're not always going to be happy, and
right.
And that's okay. Judah and the Lion is the band. The album is called Pep Talks. Let's go to the singer, Caroline Spence. She has a new album out called Mint Condition.
Thank you.
This is going to be my new argument in any fight I get with my wife. I'll be like, well, who's going to make my mistakes if I don't, right? Someone's got to make these mistakes. This is Caroline Spence. The song is Who's Going to Make My Mistakes from her album Mint Condition. She's a fantastic lyricist, yeah. Lars.
Just in that song, there, you probably heard the line is, talking to this man is like looking at an ashtray. Something that was there, but there ain't much left.
Right, yeah.
It's a great line.
And this is kind of what she does. I got turned on to her with her last record called Spades and Roses, and she does this. She has these like little turns of phrases that like hit you just a certain way, or either emotionally damaging or like just make you laugh.
Yeah, she's a really, really sharp lyricist. I mean, I was reading a little bit about this record, and she was sort of talking about how she kept coming back to the idea of searching, and that so many of her songs are about finding meaning in the world, finding yourself in the process. And you just get that sense of self-examination throughout the record, but never in an indulgent way, and always with just the sharpest little turns of phrase like you mentioned in that song, Lars. She's terrific.
A very potent, another great artist out of Nashville, Caroline Spence. Her album is called Mint Condition. Let's go to a new album from the band Big Thief, one of my favorite bands of the last few years. Big Thief is back with a new one called UFOF.
The best kiss I ever had is the flickering of the water so clear and bright.
The band is Big Thief. The album is UFOF. It stands for Unidentified Flying Object Friend. And this is the title cut. This is singer Adrian Linker. And man, this album really, really blew me away.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I had viewed Big Thief as being on a very specific trajectory. They're going to become like arena rock stars, right?
Oh, wow. Like, you thought that. Yeah.
I thought just like, wow, this band's vision is just going to get bolder and bolder. And then Adrian Lenker put out that solo record last year, Abyss Kiss, which is very, you know, which is much quieter and more, a little more ethereal and strange and fragile. And then this record pulls a little bit more in that direction. It's a little bit weirder in such a satisfying way.
She says, Adrian Lenker says, that all of her songs are about making friends with the unknown, which is what I feel like I'm doing when I listen to her songs. And as lovely as they are on this record, there's some really dark undercurrents. I want to play a bit of a song called Contact. And when those screams kicked in on the song, I thought, that's me. I go through most of my day feeling like just full of love and beauty, those harmonies, everything's shimmering, and then you can't hold it anymore and you let out a primal scream.
That song and later on Jenny really caught my ear. It made me think, to piggyback off what Steven was saying, this band is pulling back but still figuring out how to be huge right at the same time.
Yeah, they have not stopped evolving, and I love this record so much. UFOF from Big Thief. Let's do one more standout release for May 3rd before we take a break. This one comes from the artist known as Simmel and his self-titled album.
Fly. Shape and a void in my eyes.
It was black but so violently bright, like the birth of a son.
This is the artist known as Syml, S-Y-M-L. It's his self-titled album, and the song we're listening to is called The Bird. And Stephen, it's one you played for me a while back, and I immediately loved and thought, wow, who is this guy?
The guy's name is Brian Fennell. He records under the name Syml. Syml is Welsh for simple. But then you listen to this record, and it's anything but. It's got not only that kind of electro-pop quality to it, but then just some of these kind of sparkling power pop songs at the same time. Really interesting songwriting voice, enormous vocal talent, and a song like The Bird, it just comes together in this incredible way.
Yeah, Brian Fennell said that he liked having the name Syml because it was a reminder to not get too complicated in his music. And it does sound really layered, but the more I listen to it, I thought, you know, it's as richly textured as it is, it's not overly cluttered or overly busy. Lyrically, there's a lot of heartbreak and sadness in some of these songs as he seems to search for some sort of comfort in life. He alludes to madness on the song Clean Eyes, where he says his head is a room full of blood-covered broken glass. And I think I heard that and thought, well, this is a deeply troubled person. But there are so many beautiful, wonderful moments on this.
He's just a secret death metal vocalist.
That's right.
Is that what
that
lyrics
calling.
Come from? Yeah. Syml is the artist, S-Y-M-L, S-Y-M-L, and his record is self-titled. We still have several more albums to play for this week's New Music Friday. But first, let's take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Blue, makers of the Yeti microphone. Blue helps musicians, podcasters, and YouTubers tell their stories and sound great doing it. Raise your voice and get special pricing at bluedesigns.com/NPR.
This week on Rough Translation.
I found out this crazy thing. The word in French for ghostwriter is France's version of the N-word. I literally was like, what?
That story this week on Rough Translation. Take a listen.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Lars Gotrich and Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best albums out on May 3rd. We start the second half of our show off with one of the year's most anticipated albums. It comes from Vampire Weekend. It's called Father of the Bride.
This town, when every man draws a line down in the sand, we're surviving, we're still living. I was stronger. You've been cheating on me. I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. All its suffering. Oh Christ, am I good for nothing?
Again, sort of like Judah and the Lion. It's sort of like being a loser never felt so good. I mean, here he's talking about a horrible, horrible thing in his life, and he's just celebrating it like it's the greatest thing that ever happened to him.
Well, it's like, I've been cheating through this life.
The band is Vampire Weekend. The album is Father of the Bride, and the song is called This Life, and this is Ezra Koenig we're talking about here. This is the band's first album in 6 years, and their first since their secret weapon, Rostam, left the band.
Yeah, a lot going on this record. 18 15 songs scattered over nearly an hour. And there's this fragmented, scattered quality to it where Ezra Koenig is so clearly has built up so many ideas. This record has this quality where it feels a little bit overstuffed, and at the same time, you listen to that song and there's a loose-limbed quality to it at the same time. There's a confidence and a playfulness that helps keep it from just feeling like too much.
They've got a great strut to them, real breezy and sort of carefree, but when you dig into the lyrics, I felt like there was a lot of anxiety in these songs, and like there's a sense that he feels the hours and the days slipping through his fingers, right? And like he knows no matter what, that every story, if it lasts long enough, is going to end in death, right?
Well, it's the kind of thing, and Lars, you can back us up on this, that's the kind of thing that happens when you become a new father.
No.
as Ezra Koenig did fairly recently.
Mazel. Yeah.
Have you ever felt more fragile and vulnerable?
Oh, all the time. Yeah. I'm just worried about not dying.
That's what happens when you become a father.
I want to play a little bit of one other cut. This one's called Sympathy.
Now I got that sympathy, what I'm to you, you are to me, let's go.
Crazier moments on this record, and I heard and I thought, man, Vampire Weekend and Dirty Projectors just need to get it over with and make a record together.
This one at times feels pretty close. I mean, Dave Longstreth does guest on this record.
Right. Vampire Weekend in that record is Father of the Bride. Let's go to something totally different. This is the singer Joy Williams. Her new album out on May 3rd is called Front Porch.
There's a shadow hanging heavy. There's a cold chill in my bones. It's a steep road and I am weary. It's a long, long way from home. But I will not shut my eyes. No, I will not fall silent.
Voice. Joy Williams. The album is Front Porch. This is the song Canary. She's a singer known to many for being in the band Civil Wars with John Paul White, who also just put out a solo album earlier this year.
Yeah, it was great. I've loved Joy Williams' voice for a number of years, and I was kind of late to the Civil Wars train, but they really won me over. And then she put out a solo record after the Civil Wars broke up called Venus in 2015 that got a lukewarm reception because it was a pop record. Mm-hmm. And Front Porch is a return to like that Nashville sound that people love and know her for. And I forgot how much I miss that. Mm-hmm. And Front Porch is very much a record about home and the desire for home, and the acoustically driven arrangements are give you that feel of being there right on that front porch with her.
It's also, I think, a record about forgiveness
in
a lot of ways. In that title cut, Front Porch, she sings about how if you don't find what you're looking for in life, you're always welcome back on my front porch.
Yeah.
Joy Williams is the singer. Her new album is called Front Porch. Let's go now to the singer Rhiannon Giddens and her new album, There Is No Other.
I want you to stand up tall and proud. And want you to speak up clear and loud. Brown baby, brown baby, brown baby.
This is Rhiannon Giddens. Her new album is There Is No Other, and the song is called Brown Baby. She is known to many for her work in the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
Rhiannon Giddens has had a fascinating career. You mentioned Carolina Chocolate Drops. She was in a supergroup earlier this year called Our Native Daughters. She is fascinated with unearthing and rebirthing a lot of archival material throughout history. She's fascinated with the history of slave songs and spirituals and just songs from past ages, and she finds ways to reinvigorate them. And on this album, she works with an Italian multi-instrumentalist named Francesco Teresi. There are originals and covers and standards. The song we heard, Brown Baby, is an Oscar Brown song that Nina Simone covered. You just hear so much history and so many styles and eras and places in these very vibrant songs that are just shot through with this sense of purpose that is in so much of her music.
The album title, There Is No Other, is a sort of a defiant reference to the way some people are marginalized as others or the others. And thematically, these songs I found to be a celebration of global diversity mm-hmm. and personal freedom. Sonically as well, these songs cross so many worlds sonically and global influences like African-American, Arabic, and Eastern and European and Eastern European sounds throughout this entire record. Rhiannon Giddens is the singer. Her new album is called There Is No Other. We still have one more album we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but there are a few other notable releases we should mention, starting with Tank and the Bangas. Tank and the Bangas, long overdue and anticipated debut full-length album, Green Balloon, is out now. We just had them on the Tuesday episode of All Songs Considered. And the artist known as Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, Barry has a new album out called Happy to Be Here. This is a Brooklyn-based band that makes whimsical, feel-good pop.
There's a debut record by Empath, the Philly noise pop band, called Active Listening Night on Earth. There's Amygdala from San Antonio. Their new record is called Our Voices Will Soar Forever. It makes me want to rip up this pit. And finally, if you like a little more swagger to your hardcore, there's a new record by the band Fury called Failed Entertainment.
I've got the first album in 20 years by the band L7, one of the great punk rock voices of the 90s, returns with an album called Scatter the Rats, released on Joan Jett's label, As Is Right and Good. A singer from the UK named Lucy Spraggan, her album is called Today Was a Good Day. She sings songs of hope and resilience, these really charming pop songs that I really enjoy. A band from Seattle called Taco Cat with This Mess Is a Place.
That's a great record.
They are an absolute joy. And finally, the original Broadway cast recording of Be More Chill. I'm seeing Be More Chill on Broadway this week and waiting to listen to the original Broadway cast recording until I do. But this musical is a phenomenon, Tony nominations notwithstanding. There will be a lot of interest in the original Broadway cast recording that is out Friday.
All those albums out now on May 3rd, along with this last one we want to play from the band Unwed Sailor. Their new album is called Heavy Age.
Thank you.
This is the band Unwed Sailor. Their new album is called Heavy Age. The song we're listening to is Indian Paintbrush. This is an instrumental rock group that's been together for more than 20 years.
Yeah.
And somehow I did not know them until you turned me on to them.
Well, Jonathan Ford, the bassist, he's kind of the mastermind of Unwed Sailor. And this is the first Unwed Sailor record in 11 years. And in previous Unwed Sailor records, like, it was very indie rock driven. He delved into like proggier textures like a little bit later on. But with this record, I feel like he is indulging a little bit of his nostalgia. You hear some Slow Dive, you hear some New Order, you hear some U2. There's even kind of like a heavy metal ballad, like somewhere in the middle of the record. But he's a very narrative songwriter, even though he doesn't use words.
I think the idea of a real narrative with these songs comes through nicely, because so often when I listen to instrumental rock like this, it often feels incomplete to me, like it's just begging for a vocal part or something in there to give it more of a spine. But I never felt that while listening to this one. The album is Heavy Age from Unwed Sailor. All right, thanks, Lars.
Thank you, Robin.
And Stephen.
Always a pleasure.
If you want to hear full versions of the songs we featured and a whole bunch of other new music out this week, we've got New Music Friday playlists in both Spotify and Apple Music now. Just open up one of those apps and search for NPR Music. You can also listen on our website. Just go to npr.org/allsongs. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of great music.